Hi. I'm gonna try to do something a little different. I'm gonna walk and talk, do a little nature walk and talk to you on my phone. I did one of these like a week ago, but it was really windy and I kept running into people and I didn't get a great recording and it was really awkward. So, yeah. I hope that now that the weather is a little more overcast, a little less sunny, and that the green has been out for a little bit longer, so it's a little bit less novel, people won't be out as much, and I can record a little better. Yeah, there's actually some nature sound out. I wonder if it'll get picked up by my phone. Mostly just frogs. Some pickerel frogs, I think. Yeah, last time I saw a white squirrel. I had never seen a white squirrel before. I've seen red squirrels in, like, the deep woods. I've seen black squirrels in, like, the city. And I've seen gray squirrels in the suburbs. But this white squirrel was playing with a gray squirrel, and you could really see the difference. It must have been albino or something. I wonder how he made it that far. You think that he would stand out like a sore thumb and just be plucked up by whatever bird or fox or coyote. Yeah, so I'm on a bit of a rocky path next to the river. Hopefully you'll get some walking ASMR, some phone moving ASMR. Yeah, I'm gonna walk down to the river now. I gotta be careful. Keep like looking up at the trees in the sky and looking at my phone. It'd be really embarrassing if I if I tripped and it was documented. Yeah, I'm at the river. There's not much going on. It's a couple bugs out. That's about it. Can hear a few frogs. Nature is still slowly coming out. Yeah, it's been a normal spring here, which is like one or two really nice days of weather, like in the 70s. And then the rest of the week is really cold and rainy and sometimes snowy. I'm getting a little impatient. I'm wearing shorts and a short sleeve t-shirt. I really want it to be warm, but it's really not quite warm enough for shorts. But whatever, the trees are sheltering me. I'll warm up. Yeah, so things are slowly starting to come out. There's some maple buds, some beech buds. I don't remember what everything is. I'll have to do... It's been a while since I took dendrology. I don't remember all my trees. All those beeping sounds in the middle of nature. Those natural beeping sounds. Why are those backing up? Like, you know how when like a big vehicle backs up, it's just like ear-shattering, piercing, beeping. I don't understand why they're so loud. I guess it's a safety thing, but it seems excessive. There's a little hemlock stand up here. Oh, and a little chipmunk. Hi, buddy. Hemlock stands are really nice when it's warm out, because it's like, it's usually a few degrees cooler. Oh, there's a bug. A few degrees cooler underneath the hemlock stand, but right now I kind of want the warmth, so I'm gonna keep moving. Yeah, so I have this park. I can bike here, which is really nice. I just biked to the park, hooked up my bike. grabbed my phone, grabbed my water, and started walking. Which is nice, because I hate driving. I'll drive to work, I'll drive to get groceries, but other than that, I really don't like driving. I don't know, something about being isolated in that metal cage. Even if you want to talk to someone, even if you want to say hi, even if they have, like, a bumper sticker with the college you went to and you want to introduce yourself, you can't. It's so isolating and antisocial and dangerous. I always get so weirded out saying roadkill or accidents on the road. Even though I've never been in an accident, I've never even been pulled over. I don't know. Driving stresses me out, and I try to do it as little as possible. So it's really nice to have a bike path that I can just... I can't, like, go grocery shopping on my bike or anything. I can't go to my doctor's appointment on the bike path, but I can do it for recreation and leisure. Which is really nice. It's a good way to get my thighs strong. I've always been a biker. When I was a kid, before I got my license, I would bike on the main roads and go places like on the main roads. But I think I've lost that bravery. I prefer to stay on the bike paths now. I wonder if you'll be able to pick up my walking sounds. There's a lot of mountain biking trails here. I'm on one right now. I hope I don't run into anybody. It's kind of rocky. There's a lot of, like, little switchbacks and tight turns and little jumps and small wooden bridges that are probably really attractive to mountain bikers. Oh, I see one. Ooh, he's going fast. Alright, I'm gonna move back onto the walking trail. So, yeah. Thank you for joining me on my little nature walk. Everything is slowly coming to life. If you guys like this, I'll try doing more. It's nice to have an excuse just to walk around by myself. I'm looking really hard for life. There's not much. It's kind of a swampy area. Oh, there's an off-leash dog and a human. Oh, it's kind of a marshy area. So, as it warms up, there'll probably be more mosquitoes in this area. And I'll probably try a different spot. But there wasn't really any snow melt this winter. So it's not too wet. And it's not too buggy quite yet. Yeah, so I'm getting close to the entrance of the park, and I better wrap this up. I don't want to be overheard. I'm socially awkward. So yeah, thank you for listening. It's been really nice just walking around and talking to you, talking to myself, whatever. So thanks for listening. Yeah. I don't know how to end this. Just bye. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Alright. How do I stop this? There we go. I got this out right.